Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I am the editor-in-chief and the creator of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the app. Today, I'm going to talk about something that a lot of people getting divorced think about, which is dating after divorce. And I wouldn't say I'm a dating expert, but I do have a lot of experience. So I didn't get married until I was 35. So let's say I dated from the time I was 16 until I got married at 35. Well, I met my ex-husband when I was 33. Okay, then I got divorced at 41 and I dated again for a couple years. And then I was in another relationship for a long time, many years. Then I was single again at 49 and dated again. And so I think while I'm not an expert, I think I have a lot to say. I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've done a lot of things that were right. And I think I could give some good advice. So this is Dating After Divorce, what to wear, what to say, and other tips. I want to start off by saying that I get so many comments from people who, A, don't want to get divorced because they don't want to date again. B, they got divorced and now they're completely terrified to date again. And then another group are people who are already divorced who are saying, I can't stand dating. I'm meeting all these losers on these dating apps. I can't take it. So I have advice for all of that. And it begins with this. If you are in the dating scene, think of dating after divorce as adventurous versus dreading it. In other words, just be positive about it. Because you're really starting from a point of a place of what do you really have to lose? I mean, the pressure's off. We're not trying to have kids anymore. You know, if you are like me, you're not looking for a second husband or wife. You just, or maybe you are, and I think that's okay, but you don't want to be desperate about it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to get married again unless it's like really right this time, right? I mean, I really hope you agree. So that was my first piece of advice. And so what I'm going to do in this podcast is sort of talk about like the date from start to finish and kind of give some little tips along the way. And I just want to stress that by no means am I saying that everything I say is right, but it's my opinion and it's what I've learned over the years. Okay, so let's start with appearance and dressing for a date. As a woman who dated many men, after divorce, is try when it comes to dressing to just be classic. You know, the classic button down, the jeans, the khakis, really understated. Now, that to me doesn't mean boring. It means just being conservative and, you know, not loud, not trying to say something. You might disagree with me and think, you know, well, she doesn't want me to be my true self. And that is true. You need to dress like so that the person knows who you are. And if you love wearing orange pants, then maybe you should wear orange pants. But this is just advice for people who are saying, I don't know what to wear. For women, I believe that some women say, you know, I want to show off my body. And that's wonderful. But try not to be with the low-cut cleavage showing top or the skinny, tight jeans or huge heels. I guess what I'm trying to say is the key is to be sexy without trying. And I think that comes with wearing clothes that highlights the parts of your body that you love. So if you have great legs, maybe you want to wear a skirt. If you feel like you have beautiful lips, bright lipstick is the way to go. I want you, when you're going on a date, to walk out the door feeling good about yourself. It doesn't matter if the dress is new. It matters if you feel good about yourself in the dress and you look in the mirror and say, you know what? I look really good. That's the attitude, I think, that makes people have a good time on dates. Okay. Also, on a side note, the perfume or cologne, less is more. You only need a little splash. So I also want to touch on this. Let's talk about how your mental attitude is when you're getting ready for your date. So everybody is a little nervous, but I find that a lot of women, and men too, I guess, go into dating sort of as like, oh, I hope he likes me. I hope I make a good impression. I really hope he's interested because his picture looked really good and he looks great online and on paper. Okay, well, that's great, but I'd love to see you go in with it thinking, I hope I like him. I hope I think he's good enough for me. I hope we're a good match. I hope we have a lot in common. I hope we have fun. So do you see the difference in the attitude? Instead of being so lucky because somebody likes you, they should be lucky that you're going out with them. So please try to keep a healthy attitude as such. Okay, I'm moving on to conversation and on a date. So after you haven't dated in a long time, it's kind of challenging to think about what you're going to say and, you know, maybe if it's going to get awkward and awkward silence and things like that. So here, I'm going to start off with 9 huge turnoffs. So the first one is when someone talks about how great Bumble and Tinder has been to him or her, how all these people are dying to meet them. I'm actually referring to someone who said that to me, and I was really put off by it. I mean, even if it's true, keep it to yourself. You know, I mean, this was a guy who thought the whole world was like in love with him and he was the best catch in the world. So that's number one. Number two, when people lie and talk about how much they're enjoying dating, I don't like that either. I think this was the same guy. He was like, I'm having so much fun. And that's wonderful and that might be the case, but I find that most people get frustrated, disappointed by online dating, and I think that's more the norm. So, you don't have to say how much fun you're having, and you also don't have to talk about how awful it is. Just don't touch on that subject at all. All right, number 3. Bad-mouthing an ex or using a derogatory term when referring to him or her is like saying, please don't call me back, because the person won't. I once went out with a guy who called his wife the C word, and that was it for me. I knew. And that was like before we even ordered dinner. And I knew that I would never go out with him again. It was just disgusting to me. I felt like he was too angry, too resentful, not over his ex. So try not to badmouth or talk about how shitty your ex is on the entire date or for any of the date. Okay, number 4, bragging about a job or how well you're doing. So you might be thinking your date's going to feel good about the fact that you have money and you're doing well at work, but I find that truly successful people really downplay this. And it's refreshing when you know somebody is very successful, but they're humble about it. So just keep that in mind. Number 5, playing the victim or having a woe is me attitude is very unattractive. So you don't want to feel sorry for yourself in front of your date. You can feel sorry for yourself in front of your therapist, in front of your family, your girlfriends, not your date. Moving on to number 6, giving someone a novel about your life instead of asking your date questions and allowing that person to talk about themselves. I think that in dating, listening is so much more important than talking. It has to be a good balance of both, but just make sure. I think when people are nervous on dates, they talk a lot. Number 7, trying to prove to your date that you're the best dad or the best mom in the world and talking about how much time you spend and how much money you spend on your kids and how little your ex spends on them or with them. Very unattractive. Okay, moving on to number 8. Do not send the food back or be rude to the waiter or busboy at the restaurant you go to. I don't care if your food is horrible. You need to just suck it up because it's the first date. And also, if your date is mean to the waitress or the waiter, bad sign. Number 9, looking at your phone and texting. Your phone should be in your purse or off the table for the entire date, with the exception of needing to see it if you have a babysitter. So I remember once I was out with this guy and he kept texting the entire dinner, and it felt like it was flirty texts, and I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, at the time I didn't say anything, and I really wish I would have called him on it. I want to get into the winning attitude, because I think this is more of a positive spin. So I have 7 pointers for having a really, really good dating experience. The first one is smile, and actually 1 and 2, smile a lot, and the second one is laugh a lot. Smiling and laughing, you cannot go wrong. So keep it light, I guess is what I'm saying, and just enjoy things and just be pleasant. Number 3, before you leave the house, think to yourself, whatever happens is fine. I am a likable, good person. And if the person isn't interested in me and I can sense that, it just means it's not a good fit. Or maybe the person is having some issues themselves and it's just bad timing. Just remember that dating isn't personal. And I know that sounds strange. It sounds kind of like an oxymoron, but really and truly, dating is not personal, especially at the beginning, because they don't know you well enough for it to be personal. So it could be bad timing. It could be the person has issues. It could just be physical attraction is not there. That is not personal. Number 4, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. So I once went on a date with a guy, and he called my friend the next day and said, I was the most interesting first date he's ever been on, because I was asking deep questions early on and the conversation got really interesting. So I always thought that was really good. So don't be afraid to be vulnerable. I mean, don't tell the person your life story and everything you're thinking, but getting deep is actually okay. Number 5, that remember that if you like yourself, you have more of a chance that the person will like you too. I once dated a guy who I felt like he had really bad self-esteem on the first date. And I couldn't figure out why, because he was like beautiful and he was seemed really articulate and smart and had a good job and nice and funny. He had all these good qualities. And we dated for a while. And I remember when we broke up, I was thinking I should have picked up on this bad self-esteem thing on the first date. It was a mistake. And it just came down to he just didn't like himself. Moving on to number 6, make the other person feel important or special and like he or she matters. Even if you know it's not a love connection and you don't really think it's going to go anywhere, just be kind and do the right thing. Make the person feel like they did the right thing by getting all dressed up and meeting you tonight, because that's really the right thing to do. And you can never go wrong with treating someone with this kind of respect, and it will come back to you in the future. Okay, number 7, level with your date and don't be afraid to be upfront about what you want. You don't want to scare the person off, but we're not playing games anymore. So just level with your date. If it comes up, don't lie and say, oh, I'm just dating around to have fun. I don't want a relationship. If you want a relationship, say, you know what? Yes, I would like to be in a relationship. I'm going to make sure it's right, but I would like to be in a relationship right now. And if that scares the person off, then you just saved yourself a ton of time. Moving on to the end of the night. So what happens at the end of the night on a date, on one of your first dates? First tip is don't have sex on the first date, okay? Now, I will say that I know a few people who are married to people for decades that they had sex with on the first night they met. And I respect that, but I honestly think it's pretty rare. I think that waiting, kissing, laughing, giggling, getting to know somebody before you take your clothes off really, really will benefit your relationship in the long run. And the reason I say that is because I think that sex too early on clouds judgment. People end up thinking they're in love because of the sex. And so everything gets confusing. And then resentment starts happening. You know, he kind of pushed it. I didn't want to have sex. I can't believe I slept with them. So anyway, sex on a first date, bad idea. Secondly, don't ever go to somebody's house or get in his or her car if you just met the person on Bumble or Tinder or something and you just met them. Just wait a few weeks. You'll know when your gut is right and when you know, because, you know, I do know somebody who was date raped, and it's so tragic. I feel terrible about it. And she didn't know the person very well at all. Number three, let's say you go on this date, everything seems perfect. You feel like, wow, this is awesome. And then he doesn't text or call. So people always say, well, should I text? I think if you don't hear from the person, it's a bad sign, especially if you're the woman and he's a guy. But I think that you can text him once. Maybe text the person. Say thank you for the date. If he bought you dinner, say you had a great time. Even though I think it's a red flag, I think that it's okay to try to text the person once. But if you find that you're texting him and he's not texting you to make plans, bad sign. Chalk it up to just disappointment, the typical disappointment dating can bring. Don't ever take it personally. And you really have no idea what's going on in that person's life that could have caused him to not want to see you again. All right. I have some advice for people who say, I can't meet anyone. There's no good guys out there. There's no normal guys. I'm going to be single forever. So here are some reasons I think that when people say, I can't meet anyone. Number one is maybe just bad luck. You haven't been in the right place at the right time. It's gonna strike if you keep doing it. I promise you, it will. There's nobody who ever had a healthy emotional attitude, dated forever, and then just never met someone. I don't believe it. Secondly, you might have an attraction to non-committal bad boy types. I'm not judging you, but I have had phases in my life where I had the attraction to the non-committal bad boys. And it was a huge waste of time and horrible for my self-esteem. So consider that. Secondly, maybe you dislike yourself. I've been there too. It is impossible to fall in love if you don't love yourself. And I was once in a relationship and a guy said, you know what? After 3 months, he said to me, I think I should be in love with you now, and I just am not. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, she's not in love with me because I don't love myself. It was a bad time in my life, and I just realized that I didn't like myself, so why should he? Number four, maybe you're not ready. Maybe you're carrying too much pain from a past relationship, and you just don't have the insight yet, and maybe you need therapy, you need to dig deeper, work on yourself, and figure out how to heal from your past before you try to get into a relationship. And the last thing is, I believe that in this day and age, we have so many things at our fingertips. We have dates that we can just basically swipe on at any time of day or night. And there's so much. It's like going into a store that has so much merchandise that you really can't see anything. Like, for example, when I shop at Nordstrom Rack, I never do well there because there's so much stuff that I can't even see anything. It's just overwhelming. And I really believe that it's harder to meet somebody because it's too quick for you to just swipe no on everybody. You just no, and some of the good ones might be getting passed up. So in closing, I want to say one thing about feeling alone and feeling like I can't meet anyone and dating so hard. Remember that nobody wants to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with them. So think of it this way. When when you finally meet someone, it will be right. So he or she is worth the wait. You know, I mean, listen, we're all divorced here, or most people that are listening to this, and we don't want to settle this time around, you know? And I don't mean settling as for dating, like settling for a dorky guy. I'm saying settling, we don't want to settle for a match that doesn't feel really, really, really right. And you deserve that. You deserve to be with somebody and in a relationship that truly is right. And if you believe that and you're taking all the steps to get yourself in the best possible shape for dating, and I don't mean physically, although that does come into play, you want to feel good about yourself, whatever that weight is, whatever your body looks like, it doesn't matter. It only matters what you think about. Think about it. But to get yourself in the best shape emotionally, and when you do that, your odds of finding love go way up. I truly believe that. I wish you all the best in your dating after divorce life. I want to mention, before I sign off here, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think are amazing. One is the law firm of Katz and Stefani, who have now been a Divorce Girl Smiling partner for several years. I know every lawyer in the firm. I know Dan and Andre, the founders, very well. They're really good people, really filled with a lot of wisdom, a lot of experience, very professional, and really, really good guys. And I would highly recommend them. Katz and Stefani, they have offices in Chicago and in Bannockburn. And then the second person I want to mention is Vester Capital, Elaine Moss. And I personally have known Elaine now, I think, like 6 years. They have been a Divorce Girl Smiling partner for, I think, 5. I have my portfolio over at Vester, and I cannot express how wonderful the service has been and the performance. And they specialize in helping women in transition, i.e. women getting divorced. So hope that helps as far as resources. If you want more resources and you want more info, visit me at divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thank you so much for listening, and hope to talk to you soon.